Alright, man. It is my friend Mike's birthday, which comes just a week after my birthday. I'm just killing some time, waiting for him. And whatever posse happens to posse up, down by Trinity Bellwoods Park, beautiful Toronto, figured I'd do a little ham radio. So I just got back from, my birthday was crazy. I went down to New York, was on Keith and the Girl, got to stay at their new studio, so I had free digs, which was awesome. Had a really good time there. It's nice, my little final, my most recent memory of New York. It's not bad, not bad at all. Get in, have fun, get out. That is the ticket. I always just like go there when I go to visit. It's always just for like big Keith and the Girl festivities. This was kind of cool, just being on my own more. Had fun. Then I went to DC for a Keith and the Girl thing. Had even more fun. Good times, man. For more information, what was it? Vinyl Countdown 109. I talked about that trip, which actually might not be out yet if you listen to this right away, but it'll be out in a few days. So let's just listen to some songs. I was watching The Devil's Rejects again the other day. I really like that movie, but it's just got a really cool rough 70s vibe to it. In some ways it seems like horror movies were a lot more robust in the 70s than they were any time after that. Some fucked up shit used to happen. But one thing I didn't notice first time I saw Devil's Rejects, but I read it on Wikipedia, and after I knew I couldn't not see it, is that all the effects are digital. Especially as a part where a lady gets a knife thrown into her chest, and now that I know it's digital, I can see it really obviously. It looks horrible. It's a shame he didn't have the money and the time to just do everything practical. He wanted to. He said he wanted to do the same effects with only stuff that was available in the 70s, but they didn't have time to do it. But music-wise, it was a weird thing, because the music in the movie seemed so awesome. And I've always had trouble with, I was born in 79, and I just never seem to like anything earlier than my birth. Very rarely do I like old stuff. You know, Jimi Hendrix had some good stuff. L'Histoire de Melodie Nelson by Serge Gainsbourg. But, like, I can literally count on one hand the number of things that came out before the 80s that musically that I like. I thought maybe this would kick the trend, like maybe this would get me going, get me started on this. But then I downloaded the soundtrack, and without the movie, I'm just like, oh, this is so horrible. And one of the songs I'm going to play right now, it's the Allman Brothers. They do the first song in that movie, and it's fucking awesome. So I downloaded like their 16-track greatest hits, and it's terrible. It's just awful. I don't know, it's just, it seemed like England had some good shit going on in the 70s, but America? Oh, it's just the pussiest, worst shit. But I like this song a lot. It's called Midnight Rider by the Allman Brothers, and let's listen to that, because it's cool, man. It's cool.
Me now. All right, this is never going to work. I recorded that quick little bit yesterday, and then I didn't have time to record anything else. And today I'm out walking around. I didn't even think to bring my recorder. So all I got is my little Android that doesn't seem to have any audio recording stuff on it. So now I'm like recording a video, but I'm just going to use the audio from it. This is never going to work. This is nonsense. Anyway, I was listening to a bunch of KMFDM. I got a little compilation they put together called Worst. And it's reminded me how cool KMFDM was. And maybe still is, I don't know. But they have tons of good songs. So this is an old-ass one from 93 or so. It's called Light. And it's fucking cool, man. Listen to this, KMFDM, Light.
Bye.
Hey, I guess that kind of worked. Cool. I don't trust this thing, though. Sometimes it just mysteriously loses stuff. But it's not like this is very important. In fact, this is super unimportant because I'm just going to play another song that I already played, that I played like last show. Remember in the olden days, I used to really give a shit about not playing the same song twice, but I guess I'm in my hundreds of episodes now, like over 100. Fuck it, you know? This is one of the Jonathan Mann songs. Like, you know, as I went back and put that episode together and listened back through it, the very last song I played, Live for the Moment, I just keep liking that song more and more and more. And it's so crazy because it's one of his totally forgotten songs. Like, you know, some of his songs have thousands of views. A couple of them hit the millions. But there's a lot that just hover in the low numbers, and that's one of them. Like, really low. Like, less than 200 or so, I think, as we speak. And it's just bananas because it's so good. It's such a cool song. It just seems like wrong that it's just totally missed. So let's listen to it again, at least in my little bubble world. We'll give it its due. This is Living for the Moment, Live for the Mo by Jonathan Mann. The newest Rancid album that I haven't really given enough time to sink in. I don't know, it's one of those situations, kind of like KMFDM, they haven't been around as long, but they've been around a pretty long time. They got a lot of fucking albums. And it's, you know, they know what they do, you know? Rancid knows the kind of punk music they do, KMFDM knows the kind of industrial that they do. So, I mean, you know, wears a body out after a while. So I'm just going to jump back to an older Rancid album. I think this is from an Out Come the Wolves. It's called Old Friend, and it's a real good song, man. When I got one of my periods of homelessness in Vancouver, I was staying with these people, Stephanie and Jay. Man, it's been so long now, it's hard to remember. But that girl Stephanie was really into Rancid, and while they were gone at work and hang around the apartment, just listen to albums. I was there for a while, 2 weeks, I guess. It's a fun little memory. They were some good folk, so this is Old Friend by Rancid. So I also got the new Red Hot Chili Peppers album, because, you know, why get to know new bands when you can just listen to new albums by old bands I used to like, you know? Again, I haven't had time to listen to it yet. Podcasts, man, they have killed the shit out of my music listening. I just listen to podcasts instead. I've got mountains of podcasts. But this song seems cool. It's called Brendan's Death Song. And it just kind of slowly builds and slowly builds. It's a pretty cool little tune, so let's listen to that. They got John Frusciante left to do solo stuff, so the new guitarist, his name is Josh Klinghoffer? Klingemeyer? Something like that. He did some stuff with Frusciante. I'll blab about that a bit after this. So this is Brendan's Death Song.
Into signs that will survive. because a long time ago I knew not to deprive. It's about there and now you're everywhere, just like the sky. You are love, you are the love supreme, you are the right. And when you hear this, you know it's your jam, it's your goodbye. Like I said, you know I'm almost dead, you know I'm almost gone. And when the drummer drums, he's gonna play my song to carry me.
So it's kind of a nice little ditty. So this guy, Josh Klinghoffler, Klingemeyer, I'm going to call him Josh K. He did some stuff with Frusciante, and he sings backup on this one song whose name I cannot currently recall, but he's got this kind of voice that I remember I thought it was a girl singing. And I was like, who is that? That person has an awesome voice. So let's play that. And in fact, let's do a doubleheader of Frusciante songs. This is a song from his album Shadows Collide with People called Wednesday's Song that I always liked a lot. Urban density. You always hear a fucking siren somewhere off in the distance. Man, that reminds me. I just walked past, it's a cool thing about living in cities. I just walked around a corner and there were these three dudes. I don't know where they were from. They're like, they were Asiatic of some kind, but it looked almost like Mongolian or something. Like, they didn't look like basic sort of Chinese people or whatnot. I don't have a great eye for that, but living in Vancouver, I got better at it. You know, you can kind of tell most of the time. I mean, if someone's Korean or if someone's Japanese. Not all the time, but there's... Anyway, these guys, the three of them were sitting out on the corner playing some game I'd never seen before. It looked kind of like dominoes, except it had a round board. It was very weird. It was shaking something. And they were talking, you know, some language I didn't know. It's just neat. It's like just walking down the street. It's like a little sociological expedition. You know, you get to just see little tastes of other societies without traveling very far. I don't know. It's just cool, man. It's just neat. Here's some songs. Another little doubleheader. This is the very first Violent Femmes album. I was reminded of this because I saw a list somebody made on YouTube. It was like albums ahead of their time. And this album, he was saying like how crazy it is that this isn't from the 90s. This thing is from like 1983. And just the tone, the type of songs, the stuff they sing about, it's like very sort of angsty, and it's just got this attitude, the Gen X sort of thing. It's like definitely that, but way before, and it's just cool. It's like all acoustic, but it's just like got this power to it that doesn't need amps and electric shit. It's cool. I really actually never heard this album itself all that much. It was this kind of greatest hitsy sort of retrospective thing called Add It Up. Came out in the mid-90s, 94 or so, that my cousin Dan had. And yeah, I owe my cousin Dan for tons of the music I listened to. He turned me on to all kinds of stuff. So this was one of those. And I'm going to play the two best songs from that compilation that both happened to be on this album. They were different, like, on there. There were, like, live versions and stuff. So these are the original ones. There's Kiss Off and Add It Up. Just fucking excellent songs. The song everybody knows from this album is Blister in the Sun. When I go walking, I strut my stuff, and I'm so strung out. That song, but these songs are way better. Way better. So here's Kiss Off and Add It Up by the Violent Femmes.
person to talk to, someone who cared to love. Could it be you? Could it be you? Situation gets rough, then I start to panic. It's not enough, it's just the habit. A kid, you're sick. Well, darling, this is it. You can all just kiss off into the air. Behind my back, I can see them stare. They'll hurt me bad, but I won't mind. They'll hurt me bad, they do it all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they do it all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
They do it all the time.
They do it all the time.
They do it all the time. You know that this will go down on your permanent record. Oh yeah? Well, don't get so distressed. Did I happen to mention that I'm impressed? Cause you left me, and two, two, two for my family, and three, three, three for my heartache, and four, four, four for my headaches, and five, five, five for my lonely, and six, six, six for my sorrow, and seven, seven for no tomorrow, and eight, eight, I forget what eight was for, but nine, nine, nine for lost God, ten, ten, ten. You can all just kiss off into the air. Behind my back, I can see them stare. They'll hurt me bad, but I won't mind. They'll hurt me bad, they do it all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they do it all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they do it all the time.
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 Time, 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 time.
I changed my mind. I'm gonna play the live version of Add It Up because it's just fucking really, really good. Fucking intense. And I just realized this is how I used to do ham radio way back in the day. Is with a video camera, and then I would just toss the video part because it's just recording my chin. And now this is back to the roots, except it's just on my phone. And that is so crazy. I just can't fucking believe how crazy that is. You can just look up anything at any time. The other day, Joel mentioned that he and his, he had his idea for a Halloween costume, that he and his wife and his kid could go in, Labyrinth outfits. He'd be Jareth, his wife would be Jennifer Connelly. Sarah. Turn back, Sarah. Forget about the baby. That's terrible. And, she was like, I don't know, that's a boring costume for me, I just wear jeans and a fucking shirt. So then I had the idea, like, oh, but you guys can dress like they do in the ballroom scene, that weird dream sequence. And then I was like, I should look that up and see what Jareth's outfit actually was like in that. Turns out it's mostly the same, just more sparkly. But I just looked it up on this little phone. Just, there it is. There's a clip from the movie. It's fucking crazy, man. We have everything. Everything you ever would ever want to know, ever. At your fingertips all the time. I left the house without any equipment. I could just record myself. I just got that shit by accident. It's fucking insane, man. It's fucking insane. Add It Up by the Violet Pips live motion. Yeah.
But the day after today.
sympathy.
You know, this also makes it easier to record, too. It just looks like I'm talking into a phone. Although, this thing doesn't look like a phone. It's just a fucking little brick. It's just a little square thing. I guess anything can be a phone nowadays, right? You know what? Someone's walking by right now. I'm just going to keep talking. What do they know, right? I could be talking to a friend. They don't know. Whereas, if I'm talking into my microphone thing, I guess it's pretty obvious that there's something weird going on there. Though, I guess this would be a pretty one-sided conversation, right? Should just yell angry shit when I walk by people. Yeah, fuck you! I'll fucking kill you, you fuck. Anyway, let's finish off how we started. Devil's Rejects. This is the other song I liked from that movie. Oh, and Freebird, of course, but I mean, everyone knows Freebird. This is by a guy named Elvin Bishop. It's called Fooled Around and Fell in Love, and this is just a nice little tune, man. Just imagine it's the 70s. Just sitting around listening to whatever the fucking radio is shoveling into your ear, and then this turns on and you're just like, hey, yeah, that's a nice tune, because you're Italian now too, for no reason. I can't do that accent either. It's a nothing, it's a shit. Some days my accents aren't so bad, but ooh, some days they suck. All right, Elvin Bishop, Fooled Around and Fell in Love, babies. Thank you.
Listen to Wednesday's song. This night you go home alone. How the sing go upright. How you look another night. You're back under my hat. And even knowing that you're a whore, nothing ever meant more than switching rooms through a door out into another one. Frames flashing words. You know, I have seen the world. You know, I've drowned in my thoughts alone. Deep in rains that swirl above, I canceled heaven, I couldn't see.
I canceled heaven, I couldn't.